Hi, I'm Emmanuel, and welcome to It's Not That Hard, your weekly podcast, talking everything about entrepreneurship, running a business, customer service, and everything in between. Running a business is a difficult thing to do, but at the same time, it also shouldn't be that hard. I hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Emmanuel, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Not That Hard, your weekly podcast where we talk about everything entrepreneurship, starting businesses, running businesses, and the challenges that it brings. This week, we want to thank our sponsor, none other than houseofondaloo.com. It's a wonderful destination for vintage and antique home decor, home goods. There's some beautiful stuff on there. So you can visit houseofondaloo.com for your next dinner party. So once again, week number two, we have my beautiful wife, Anda, with me. Hello, Anda.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast again.
It's great to be here again.
You have no choice. So this week, we're going to go ahead and jump right into an actual, I don't want to say a problem, but something that's extremely important to our businesses, both the services and also online sales, and that is customer service. The reason that I'm bringing this up is because we have a real-time issue with customer service going on right now in our home in regards to a washer machine, and it has just been a disaster, and it has just really given us a lot of good information on how to not run a business. So I think when you're a business owner, especially a small business owner, customer service is your lifeline. If you're not providing good customer service, you might as well just close your doors. So the challenges that we've had with this most recent issue is, number one, just getting in contact with the other business owner and also getting a response, and also getting a response in a happy, welcoming voice. I think there's a lot to be said when you sound annoyed, angry, or frustrated when a customer contacts you. So let's talk about customer service, Anda. What is, kind of give me your... like, what's your mantra on customer service? What's one thing that you believe is the most valuable aspect of customer service in general?
Well, I'd rather take a hit on a transaction than have an unhappy customer. You know, people, when they spend a dollar, they feel entitled for that dollar. I don't necessarily disagree. I'm a customer. I'm a client every day in my everyday life. Do the best you can to accommodate the customer, even if the customer is wrong or is too demanding and unreasonable. We run into that every day. But at the end of the day, they say you're an idiot. You say, thank you very much. Please come again. Here's your 20% coupon for next purchase. In the long run, it works best for you. Return customers are your best asset. So just do the best to accommodate whatever they ask for. And to the point, to the guy that we're talking about, just be pleasant. Yeah, you have a bad day, but customer has nothing to do with that. The guy that we were talking about just seemed so annoyed to answer his phone. If you're not in a mood, you're going through something, just don't make contact with the customer. Put it off. So anyways, that's kind of my perspective.
So you're just saying kind of just eat it, customer service can
That's what customer service is all about.
Customer service is you know, serving the customer, usually on a one-on-one interaction. So customer service can be both either good or bad, right? I mean, feedback, we get a lot of 5-star feedback on houseofondaloo.com, and especially on the Etsy House of Ondaloo store. There's a lot of all are 5 stars. We have 5 stars across the board. That's customer service because we're getting this positive interaction with the customer. So we interact with them. We say, thank you for your review and for your comments. Customer service isn't always a bad thing. It's not always, we're dealing with a bad situation right now.
It's never a bad thing because a good customer service takes precedence over everything else that you offer. You find businesses that sell this really crappy or unattractive product or service, and you wonder who buys this thing. Sometimes it's all about the customer experience, the customer service.
So you're saying a subpar product or service can be saved by good customer service?
Yes, just like a really good product or service can suffer if your customer service is poor. I will pass on a great product that I really, really need if the business is not providing good customer service. If they don't seem to care about me as a customer, I am not going to invest my money in their business.
That's interesting. I wonder if it's an idea of, you know, they think their product is so great that there's no need for customer service.
There's very few businesses right? that believe that, and it's mostly businesses that eventually would run into the ground.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
Particularly in today's world where it's all about social proof, all about social media. The first moment you're unhappy with something or someone, people go on social media. They blast them over Yelp, over Facebook, over Twitter. They have these big, powerful tools at their disposal today to let the world know how crappy of a customer service they've received.
Right. No, I agree. Because once we started running into an issue with what we're going through right now with our washing machine, the first thing I said was, I'm going to light this guy up on all avenues of everything we have. We have Nextdoor. You have Yelp. You have, you know, all these different places that you can essentially warn your neighbors and yep. other customers and say, hey, heads
don't
up.
Don't do business with this
don't
guy.
Don't do business with this guy. Yeah. And that just blows my mind because you're in a service. You're providing a service. You're providing a product to a customer. You're going to have interaction with the customer from the beginning until the end. And if you're not going to provide good customer service throughout that relationship, that I can't even comprehend that kind of that level of customer service, especially the customer service that we're receiving right now. And it's been really unfortunate. And buyer beware, you know, we'll go in on our Yelp and our Nextdoor and warn our neighbors because I don't want them to go through the same thing. But it really just brought to light the importance of customer service that we have in our businesses and especially small businesses. I'm biased, of course. I think we have the best possible customer service there is. We're extremely responsive. And I don't think there's any excuse to not have good customer service these days, because if you look at everybody has their phone in the front of their face 24/7. It's both good and bad. We have apps for all of our stores on the back end, so we can receive notifications of anything a customer has to say in real time. So there's no reason we can't provide exceptional customer service on the spot when a customer has an issue, or even if they're giving us positive feedback in our customer services to say thank you to them. All of that's happening in real time and very quickly. Nobody's writing us letters or anything these days saying, you know, thank you for your customer service. We're posting on the wall. No, it's coming in real time. It's coming and it's moving and it's going very quickly. So I think if you're not providing a level of customer service that is expected, then yeah, you might as well just close your doors.
And it's not even a matter about being smart about it. It's just a matter of being grateful to people for supporting your business. Nobody needs to buy what you're selling. Right. They're doing you a favor of choosing you over someone else. Today's day, there's so many options. There's so many vendors. You know, there's Amazon where everything is free shipping and two-day delivery. So when a customer comes to you, a small business, you really should be grateful for their business. Are they jerks sometimes? Yes, plenty of jerks out there. Suck it up, be a big boy. That's just business.
Right. No, I agree. And also, you know, like you said, it's an honor to receive. You know, you get a sale, and it's an amazing feeling. You say, "Wow, great! I got the sale." You're right. They could have gone to Amazon. They could have gone wherever, but they came to me. Now, when they give me feedback or there's an issue or they're, you know, they were saying thank you, you think that, you know, by being grateful for that purchase that they gave you, you'd be more inclined to want to interact with them and make them happy, mm-hmm. right? And I also think that, you know, negative feedback coming in from a customer, it should be welcomed. You should say thanks for that. Thanks for letting me know. Mm-hmm. With the Butler service from butlerbylordwallington.com, when we receive any kind of feedback from a customer and on the notes we leave behind in homes, we specifically say, please let us know how we did, good or bad. That information is valuable to us. So if a customer comes back and says, hey, did you say no? This window is missed, whatever, this and that. That is extremely valuable for me because then we're able to go back and correct that problem and not do it again. Add it to our checklist. Don't forget this window. You know, it could have been overlooked one way or another. and we fix it. And we are grateful to those customers that give us that feedback, because if we don't know, we don't know. It's just that simple. One thing that's interesting with customer service is, what do you think about these places where you want to contact them and you can't? You either get hit with, you know, the only way to contact somebody is either through email or through social media. There's no website. I mean, there's some businesses where there's, you know, how do you contact somebody? Like, is that good customer service? Is only being able to contact somebody through email a good way to offer customer service? Or do you think the good old fashioned phone call avenue is just as important? What do you think?
Well, I think with big businesses, definitely the expectation is that you should be able to contact them any way possible. Email, phone calls, live chat, whatever works for you. And most of big businesses do that. I don't think everybody's comfortable with speaking over the phone. They'd rather do chat or email. But again, you should have all the options available. When it comes to small businesses like myself, I don't have a phone number available to my customers today.
Is that by choice?
It's certainly by choice, because, you know, it's a side business for me. So during the day, I can't really pick up those phone calls. So if I can't pick up a phone, then I'd rather not have people call in vain. But I respond to all messages probably within less than an hour, most of the time, if not always.
That's pretty reasonable.
So I consider that to be real-time support.
Within an hour. Yeah, well, I mean,
less than an hour sometimes. At the moment the message comes in, I respond right away.
Right, yeah. And I think that's fair. I mean, excuse me, for the butler service, my phone number is everywhere. It is plastered on the side of my car. It's on my business cards. It's on the website. It's on flyers. There's no secret here. It's my phone number. It's out there. Conversely, I prefer a phone call. I used to never enjoy talking on the phone. And, you know, I'm the generation of text messages and emails. So as this business began to grow, it was just quicker to get to the point and move forward with anything if you just picked up the phone and called us. And I think that's, coming back, I think, I don't say coming back, but, you know, it's definitely something that I'm using more to engage and interact with the customer is just the good old fashioned phone. You can get a lot more done and say a lot more within a minute phone call than you can with back and forth text messages and emails and whatnot.
That's true, particularly for services.
Right. Yeah. And it's just much easier to deal with. So, it's interesting that you don't want your phone. Let me give everybody your phone number. I'm just joking.
I do have a Google phone number, but again, unless I'm able to answer that phone 24/7, then I'd rather not. As a customer, I put myself in their shoes. I'd be pissed if there's a number, but nobody answers.
Right. No, that's fair. That's funny. Well, anyway, so going back to our debacle here and our washing machine. So if you're just now getting in on the podcast, we're just talking about customer service because we're having this situation where the owner of a local appliance store is just not responsive. And when he is, it's just not good. But a little bit of history on that. Let me tell you a quick story. Is when I was calling this gentleman from my phone number, I called multiple times and left a message. And mind you, this is my phone number that he recognized. So to run a little experiment, what I did was, is I told my wife to give him a phone call from her phone number, who he's never received a phone call from. Lo and behold, answers on the first ring. Wow. So that's great customer service.
And that didn't work out great for him, because I'm a lot more pissed off than you are. So he definitely got to know me.
Right, yeah. He got to know you, but we're getting a fixed washing machine, which is great. So, this just kind of started the conversation in our house of how we need to provide exceptional customer service. And if this is the kind of customer service that people are getting used to, where people aren't answering the phone, and if you can finally trick your way into getting them to answer the phone, you know, short of showing up to their front door, because that's what I was going to do. I was going to go back to his warehouse and be like, hey man, like, you can't hide from me, buddy. I'll find you. You know, so
in your grandma voice. No,
the girl from Wedding Crashers, the redhead.
Oh,
you know,
I forgot.
I'll find you. It sounds like your grandma. You know, but is this the kind of customer service people are going to get used to? I mean, I really hope not, because that's
That's not the standard. I think there's a lot of great small businesses that provide wonderful customer service.
Well, it's because we have to. If we don't, we're dead. If you don't provide exceptional, not just good, I mean exceptional customer service as a small business, you might as well just close your doors and crawl under a rock. Because it's not going
to
happen.
Like, even the mechanic that came to fix the machine didn't seem to be very happy with his employer. So that says a lot as well.
Right, which is super unfortunate.
Yeah.
For somebody like that. It's unfortunate that, you know, they can't all... Not everybody can work for butlerbylordwellington.com, which is hiring. But, you know, it's just... It just really just brought forth a lot of things in our businesses where we just had to kind of reevaluate our customer service and what we were offering our customer and how we can better serve our customer. Because at the end of the day, the customer is your lifeline. The customer, you know, they're your customers. You want either return customers or you want lifelong customers to continuously come back, and you have to give them the level of support that you would want.
Well, I don't think it's we reevaluate our customer service based on this experience. I think it's a great reminder not to ever get there. But our customer service, I mean, not even in our darkest hour have we ever come anywhere close to this kind of poor customer service. So I'm the only thing I'm changing in my customer service based on this experience is just improving it even better.
Right. You know? No, and I think it is it's a motivation. You know, and these are things that I think business owners pay attention to more than, you know, maybe the general public who aren't business owners. Every opportunity, every interaction that we have with another business is an opportunity for us to grow, to evaluate, to say, hey, what are they? Or are they not doing that works? This was a huge red flag to say, okay, this is something we're especially going to pay attention to and not do. And by nature, we're just not sleazy business owners. So that also helps. But it was just really interesting. This has been it's been an ongoing week-long crisis getting our clothes clean. They're kind of clean, but they could be cleaner. So we'll see what happens. But anyways, so I just wanted to thank everybody for kind of listening in on our conversation about customer service and how important it is, especially in small businesses where it can make or break your business.
And do you have any horror stories about poor customer service? By all means, let us know. We'd love to hear
horror stories. Yeah, if you have horror stories about customer service, or if you have a tip or trick on what you do for customer service to provide exceptional customer service to whoever you service or whoever purchases your products, you can always drop us a line at ask@cgo-enterprises.com. That's ask@cgo-enterprises.com. That's our business email, and you can send us any of your feedback, comments, or funny stories. We love to hear them. We'll read them out on our podcast. That way everybody can have a good laugh or say, wow, I can't believe that happened. Stories are always good. So thanks, and we look forward to hearing from you and seeing you next time.
See you guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to It's Not That Hard, our weekly podcast. If you can leave us a review and feedback, that would be great. Your feedback and reviews are what keep us going. Thanks.